早晨，各位听众朋友，翻到嚟我哋节目时间，今朝早喺直播室入边咧，有我嘅嘉宾啦，系我哋每个月都会见一次，不过今个月会见佢两次咧。Our resident DVD movie film reviewer Tony Ma。
早晨 ，Debra。
Good morning， 早晨啊 ，Tony。今朝早咧 ，we're not only talking movies， but we're actually going to be talking book movie。
Yes，
咁样样嘅，咁就请嚟一位嘅嘉宾咧，我好高兴可以见到佢啦。Because a couple of years ago， 我谂四五年前咧，我系有机会访问咧呢一位作者嘅喎吓，佢就寫了一本書，就是叫做這個Crazy Rich Asians， 當時是一個New York Times 的 bestseller， 就是 Kevin Kwan。 Kevin， welcome to the show。
早晨。
Thank you。
那有中文名字的？
是， 是啊，這本Kevin 的中文名字叫關本安。其實這本書呢我聽了很久了，你知道平時看電影我就一個星期看幾套，所以沒什麼時間看書。所以知道Kevin 來我特地買一本書來看。尤其這本書已經改編成為一套荷里活電影，就將會在8月17號在北美洲上映的。
是啦。So Kevin, let's backdate a little bit. Last time you were in Vancouver was about 4 or 5 years ago, maybe?
It was right during the release of the first book.
Which is Crazy Rich Asians. 2013. Yes. And was that kind of like a life-changing moment for you when that first book came out?
Not really.
No?
No.
Not really, no. I mean, it was really nice to have the book out. And I remember coming to Canada, you know, I was in Toronto and then came to Vancouver. And it was just all very pleasant, a nice tour. I met you for the first time, met a lot of lovely people. But I don't think even at that point there was a sense yet of the tidal wave. It was a slowly building tidal wave, I think.
So但我問Kevin， 即係出咗本書啦，咁應該都幾震撼啦，因為咧係講華人嘅，講啲Asians嘅，咁尤其是講一啲譬如係來自新加坡啊、香港啊、中國啊同埋其他亞洲地方嘅亞洲人，尤其是一啲嘅比較富裕啲嘅亞洲人，佢哋嘅I will call it佢哋嘅antics 啊 ，what they get up to， 咁就寫咗本好風趣嘅書，就it's a really fun book， 咁就become咗呢一個bestseller， 咁有冇改編，有冇改到啊 Kevin 嘅life 咯？
冇啊，出奇地又冇啊。咁其實我睇一個 title Crazy Rich Asians 嘅時候咧，我第一樣嘢諗嘅就係話，究竟係 Crazy Rich Asians 啊，一係話 Crazy Rich Asians 咧？因為兩個唔同解法嘅喎，其實係。
Kevin, you're on. Is it crazy rich or crazy and rich?
It was meant to be crazy rich.
Oh.
You know, just how to make it even more exciting than ultra rich or super rich.
Mm-hmm.
And it sort of works, you know, it's a double entendre. So it works with the type of characters I write about. They are crazy rich and some of them are actually crazy.
Yeah.
Tony 問了一個很好的問題，究竟他們是有錢到是一個很瘋的狀態，還是他們是有錢到瘋了？
因為小時候讀書
Money does make you mad, right?
Yeah.
It's true, but too bad I don't have that much to make me crazy.
No.
Yeah, 因為小時候讀書就說標點符號的重要性，因為 crazy rich 可以解法一個很有錢很有錢的解，但如果中間有個標點符號的話，就是說形容這些亞洲人是瘋狂的埋有錢嘅，咁其實係兩種唔同嘅玩法。咁其實我覺得佢哋玩字啦喺度。咁其實咧喺故事裏面嗰啲嘅有錢人咧，其實都有錢到咧，佢啲行為有啲瘋狂嘅。
係啦，咁I've read all three of the books. I'm in the process of reading the third book, and I really like it because 喺市場上面 there's nothing like it 喺暫時市場上面。So Kevin, what was your whole inspiration behind writing these books?
The first inspiration came from my childhood. Growing up in Singapore and sort of being around these people, you know, that were sort of obscenely wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
So I remembered all these things that happened to me in my childhood and things I witnessed. And then I moved to the United States when I was 11 years old. Mm-hmm. But then I would go back to Asia. Every couple of years I would go back. And actually, we went to Hong Kong a lot, you know, a lot in those days. And every time I went to Hong Kong, everyone I knew seemed to be getting richer and richer and richer. You know, like the first year you'd go back, they would pick you up in their Mercedes.
Mm.
And a couple of years you'd come back, it would be a Bentley.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, finally on one of the trips that really sort of inspired my book, I arrived and there were four maids, four Filipino maids waiting for me to take my luggage. You know, and the chauffeured car and everything. And I said, this is ridiculous. Like, I don't need these women to take my luggage from me. I wouldn't let any woman carry my own luggage, first of all. But, you know, it sort of became this outrageous world.
But it was an experience that was ingrained in you.
Yes, absolutely. And I felt like people in the United States or in the West didn't know anything about this. They didn't realize that Asia, Hong Kong, Shanghai, Singapore, these countries were booming. Mm. And that, you know, they were modern, sophisticated, elegant, beautiful cities, you know, filled with amazing fashionable people. You know, people always think of in the West of Asians as just all being immigrants, swinging off trees, you know.
And 我就問 Kevin， 其實他的靈感是來自哪裡呢？本書 Kevin 說他在新加坡長大，其實大約11歲左右就離開了，移居到美加，但他不斷跟亞洲很有聯繫，經常都會回去，亦都在香港花費了很多時間 spend 很多時間，他就有很多很有趣的回憶關於回亞洲。他小時候在新加坡出生和長大，他的同學仔很有錢，所以他眼見同學仔有錢的
情況就一直記住在這裏，將它搬進這個故事裏面。其實我知道這個背景的時候，使我想起一套紀錄片。十幾年前，我都在這個節目講過，叫做 Born Rich。 Born Rich的紀錄片就是 Johnson & Johnson的一個後裔， 叫做Jamie Johnson。 身邊所有的人都是很有錢的，他訪問那些有錢的朋友，究竟有錢的第二代是怎樣的呢？ 我覺得Kevin的情況差不多，就是他小時候身邊很多都是有錢的， 將這個有錢的經驗所眼見的情況，將他融入他的故事裡面。 Have you seen the documentary Born Rich?
Oh yes, absolutely, I know Jamie.
So your novel remind me of this documentary because like you, I witnessed those
moments.
Rich people, how they really live their life. Because ordinary people like us, we never know how they live and what's their mentality. Mm-hmm. And you just based on those and put it in your novel. That's what my first impression.
Did you get into any trouble? For doing it?
Not at all. In fact, I thought I would. Of course, you know, I haven't given away any real secrets, first of all. You know, there's, you know, any of the stories that are inspired by real stories, everyone already knows the stories. So I wasn't setting out on exposing anyone or being malicious in any way. They're fun. It's a funny book.
It is.
A romp. It's a romance. It's an adventure.
It is. It's very funny.
And so when I would go back to Asia, for example, you know, I would meet all these Hong Kong socialites, all the Tai Tais, you know, and they love the books.
Yes.
And when my movie producers went to Hong Kong, all these parties were thrown for them. Mm. And all these women were coming up to the producers claiming to have been in my book. You know, that they were this character. They all were mainly Astrid. They met like 26 women who all claimed to be Astrid.
Yes. Page 100, that's me.
Yeah,
that's me.
Exactly. 我就問Kevin有沒有寫了這本書呢，因為是一些他曾經何時經歷過、見過的一些情形，有沒有令到他有些阻滯或者困難，他完全沒有的，因為他不是出於一個不好的出發點，他主要都是寫一本很風趣 的小說是講述那種生活的，誰知寫完之後很多太太很有這個同感，包括我自己，我們都很有這個同感，甚至很多電影公司的人去到香港的時候都遇到很多太太都覺得他們是的。講到那個電影， Let's take a short break， 我們轉頭回來講一下The New Book and especially the movie， 好嗎？大家不要走開。